Muslim. She joined the Jehovah's Witnesses. And then when she died, they didn't know where to bury her. And they said, we don't need such confusion. And then they finally said, bottom line is we want you out of here. That's how we just moved to Rostov. The unpleasant thing about missionary work, I would say, for those of you who haven't experienced it, is you're dealing with a lot of complicated stuff that is, it's a little beyond earshot. In other words, you don't understand the language perfectly, mm-hmm. Maybe know some of it. So it's like, and there are all kinds of, seems like crazy things going on. And you just, that's always the scary part. It's like, you can drift through it. You can get along pretty well and do your work for a while, but there's always these sort of areas where you're blind. And that gets a little scary sometimes. Our easier time was when we moved to Moscow, but still, even in Moscow, things trouble you. Our status of our church, we could have been thrown out of Russia, we could have been... I'm summarizing a lot of stuff here, but there was a court case, Jack Corley, if you know who Jack Corley is, he's a very prominent leader in our church. Now, I think he's now in England.
Terry Walton, too, right?
What's that?
Terry Walton.
Terry Walton, yeah. Terry Walton, I haven't heard much about. I actually saw when I went to New York for a mother's speech. I didn't see Terry Walton. I did see Jack Corley. I was surprised to see him there. We talked a little bit. Jack Corley, along with I'm trying to remember his name, Russian brother, very excellent leader. He had very good leadership qualities. He was our national leader, Russian brother, young guy, and they fought in court to be able to stay afloat, for our movement to stay afloat in Russia, because there was a lot of opposition and. The cult people were, anti-cult people were out there trying to propagandize against us, and then the Orthodox Church, Russian Orthodox Church, hated us, and, you had a lot of opposition like that. So they talked about a court case where those who went to court, they were going to make the judge would make his final decision about the status of our church, whether we would be able to stay there or not. And they're all sitting in court waiting for, anticipating doom. That they had no other thought on their minds, just hanging their heads and expecting doom. And the judge said, you're okay, you can stay, no problem. They're just like, they're just floored. They couldn't believe it. Because the judges there basically have, it's like, if they decide, whatever they decide, that's it. And there's nothing, there's no recourse. You don't, say, well, that's not fair. Forget it. Yeah. So we were absolutely stunned. I mean, it was really we felt a miracle, truly a miracle of God speaking to this judge. But always battles like that. We're always battling with our status, and other churches are having troubles too. They were threatening the Baptist church, or a lot of problems with them. So we weren't the only ones. But even Hare Krishna over there, I visited their center in Rostov. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna had actually a really nice center, but they were attacked, so they had to actually build a wall around the whole center. They actually had to build a brick wall around, etc. But it was always a battle for us, and we were brought to court many times. It wasn't just this one time. We were brought to court many times. And I was there 9 years, almost continuously, because we didn't really have to come. I mean, I came back to the United States a couple times, and we didn't have to go all the way back home to get renew our visa. We had to renew it every year, but, and it's a funny process, because what you have to do is, to leave, you have to have an exit visa. And it's not just an entry visa, you have to have an exit visa. Mm-hmm. So you have to get an approval from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, or whatever, I can't remember. It takes about a month to get that approval. And then we go to Vilnius, so we went to Tallinn, Estonia. And we go there. Tallinn turned out to be the best place because it was very quick. You arrive in the morning on the train, and then you went to the Russian embassy and applied for the visa. And by the afternoon, they would have issued your visa. And because all that stuff was really taken care of already through the whole month and everything, you prepare it. So they'd issue the visa, you'd be able to take the night train back to Moscow again.
What do you go to Riga?
Well, we went to Riga. I think maybe a couple times to Riga. I didn't go to Riga very often. It was either Vilnius, Lithuania, or it was Tallinn, Estonia. And anyway, as I said, and all those towns were nice to visit too, but nice to see those. I thought Lithuania was most kind of lovely.